Hello and welcome to the latest edition of This Week in Milton. I'm Cameron Wilkinson and I am joined by Regional Counselor for Ward 1, Colin Best. Now, Colin, you had a pretty busy week this week, two different council meetings. Now, residents can go and check out MyFM News' coverage of the town council meeting that happened on Monday, but we'll be kicking off our regional council meeting coverage soon. What did you take away from Wednesday's meeting?
You know, it's a very in-depth, it's quite a long presentation, which is on the regional website under the COVID-19 banners. And you can see, I believe it's almost a half an hour presentation, and just highlighted the concerns and where the outbreaks are in the region, and just requesting that people, you know, wear your masks, keep 6 feet apart, and stay in your bubbles. And we also extended the bylaw full of masking till May 31st, 2021. So this is going to be with us for a while. So please obey all the provisions.
And of course, Colin, going from the Halton Health Department and their coverage of COVID-19 over to the Milton Hospital and the Hospital Gala, what can people expect from that, which is happening tonight?
Yeah, that's very good. Scott Fox is hosting it. Got a lot of entertainment on tonight. And anybody that hasn't got a ticket, please join in, because there's a lot of work by all the volunteers organizing it and its sponsors. The Hospital Foundation raises significant money for the hospital work and equipment, and this is something the whole community can participate in.
I'm joined by Regional Counselor for Ward 1, Colin Best. Now, Colin, we're running out of time here, but I'm going to ask you, next Saturday is Halloween. A lot of, we'll say, controversy surrounding Halloween, because there are some people that are all for, you know, going out and trick-or-treating. There are some people that, you know, are very anti-trick-or-treating this year because of COVID-19. I know a lot of local events have been canceled because of COVID-19, especially around the Halloween season. What are your thoughts on all of this that is happening this Halloween?
Yeah, we have the health recommendations from not only provincial but regional is that, yes, you can do it, but just stay within your bubble. Make sure that you're keeping your distance, wear masks, and make sure that you're checking the candy to make sure it's not been exposed to anybody else. And sorry that the Milton Haunted House and other Halloween events were canceled, but they are still fundraising for such things as the Hospital Foundation and also the Kidney Foundation. So please give generously.
All right. Thank you so much, Colin.
All right. Thank you, Cameron.
That is Regional Counselor for Milton's Ward 1, Colin Best. You'll be hearing his smooth, sultry tones a lot over the next week as we start our regional council meeting coverage. We're also looking to have his tag team partner, Christina Tesser-Dirksen, on our airwaves next week. She is the town counselor for Ward 1. As always, if you missed this week's This Week in Milton, you can find the full episode at miltonnow.ca. We'll have it uploaded by the top of the hour. I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and that was This Week in Milton.